Hi guys. So this is my last video that I'm going to be doing, possibly on the Meteor. I haven't had a set date for this to be picked up, so I might still have it for a little while yet. But what I don't want to happen is for Enfield to phone me up and say that they're picking it up tomorrow and I haven't got this done. So I've put around 550 miles on the bike so far. I've still got more things I want to do with the bike, which I should be able to get in as well. So, but this is a few things which I've learned in that 550 miles about the Royal Enfield Meteor 350. So first of all, I want to start on the nitty-gritty. All right, so let's start about the things I don't like about the bike. Now, I've already done a lot of this in the walk round video that I've made in the main review, and forgive me because I haven't actually edited any of those files yet. So I've got probably 40 hours of probably 30 hours of filming that I've done to sieve through and see what I've got there. So I'm not sure what I've said and what I haven't so far. This is going to be a very relaxed, laid back chat really about it, and I just want to let you know what I've picked up, as I say. So, first of all, the things that I don't like about the bike is only the rear suspension. That is the only thing that bugs me about this bike. Apart from that, everything else that I say is nitpicking, really. So don't take it too seriously. So, first of all, I'm going to grab you for a minute. And just, I need to put a mark, actually, where I put this camera. There we go. Right, so first of all, I want to show you the problem with this. Right, so at the moment I'm showing 3/4 of a tank, and when I lift it up, it will eventually go down to 1 bar. All right, because I haven't actually got that much fuel in this bike at the moment. Now, the frustrating thing is with the Royal Enfield Meteor and its fuel gauge is that what you tend to find is that it will stay on a full tank for ages. Then it will lose a couple bars, then all of a sudden it will go down to nothing, and then it will go back up again, up to half a tank, and then it will drop down again and go up and down, up and down. You never really know where you are with the fueling when it goes past sort of 2 bars. So that's my first irritation, and it is irritating as well. Now, as you get to know the bike, obviously I know now that even when it does go to half a tank and then down to nothing, then I've probably got another 50 miles in the tank, I would imagine, but what it does is it sets the trip. Then it's got a little F that comes up for fuel, and then it will count how many miles you're doing with an empty tank. But of course, again, that fluctuates because it says you're empty and then it'll fill up again, and you just don't know where you are with the fuel gauge, which is a frustration. So minor issue, no way a deal breaker in any way. In fact, none of this what I'm saying is a deal breaker. This does bother me because I've got a bad back anyway, the rear suspension. So if you've got lower back issues, then what you'll find is that you'll end up dodging the big bumps in the road, quite a lot. You tend to do this. I guess you could say that that adds to the ride, possibly. But so that's that irritation out of the way. Now, the gear change. Now, I know there is a mod for this, which you can buy, which gives you a solid ball joint on either side of this mechanism here. So it's slightly sloppy. It's not the end of the world. Again, it's nothing major that I'm talking about here. But you just take, if you did have a ball joint there, it would just take that slack out of it, which would help a lot. The heel and toe shifter, now I know I said in my first review of this, I couldn't get used to it. Now it's the total opposite. I'm totally used to it now. In fact, I'm really quite happy with it. So I can live with that no problem at all. Is there anything else I don't like about the bike? Not really. No, I'm quite happy with it, apart from what I've said so far. So another thing which I have learnt since I've had it for long term, the bike, is this backrest on the rear seat here, on the pillion seat, actually works really well as a helmet carrier. Because what I've done here is I've actually put the strap underneath the backrest and tied it together. So it isn't going to go anywhere. It's basically tied onto the backrest there. Really quite useful, that is. the bike overall from going for, you know, from jaunts across Dartmoor to going through town and even motorway, which surprised me actually, has been an absolute pleasure. It really has. I've not had 1 mile on this bike which felt labouring or just wanted to get off. You know, it really looks after you comfort wise and power wise. Now, as I've probably, again, I've probably already said this in the review, but I've never yearned for more power. It's got enough power in the city and it's not bad on the motorway either. At times at the lights, I have wanted a bit more acceleration and or felt that I've needed more acceleration, but actually when I've opened it up and give it the beans, it's actually all come together quite well, and I've always got ahead of the traffic, no problem at all. This bike, I know this sounds really cheesy, but when this bike goes, I'm going to miss it so much. It's rare that I get a bike which I attach to. I mean, quite often this has kind of become a part-time job to me now, reviewing bikes. But with this, somebody coming down now. But with this particular bike, it's I'm going to miss it so much when it's gone, and I'm kind of dreading when it goes, actually. The tripper nav I've had no problem with. I've actually really enjoyed using the tripper nav, and it's been really quite useful. Now, I know that this sounds really cheesy when I say it, but this is the sort of bike you could buy, you know, for 4,200 and something pounds. And this has become like a friend to me now. You know, it really looks after me. It takes me from A to B, sometimes via C, because it's quite a fun bike to ride, to go via C as well, go the long way around. And I've really got quite attached to this bike. It's always been comfortable. Even on long days, I've never got off and thought I've got a numb bum. I mean, I've ridden bikes that are, you know, 10 times the price of this, and it hasn't had a seat that comfortable before. It's not only been a journey for me, but it's also been a journey for my pillions as well, whether it's my, all my three sons have enjoyed riding pillion on this. And even Toby, who's very much into his sports bikes, he's actually enjoyed this more, and he really gets the whole Royal Enfield thing. Now, I'm sure this goes without saying, I think I should touch on this, that I'm not being paid to do this or to say what I'm saying here. As with all the bikes that I review, they literally dump them off, just say, there you go, there's the keys, just say what you think. And that's exactly what's happened here. That's what I'm saying to you now, is that I've got no allegiance, so to speak. You know, it is what it is. So I've also found myself going out to the garage quite a lot just to have a look at the Meteor. I've had a week away, a Friday to Friday little break, holiday, and I missed the Meteor, you know. To the point where this is really sad now, but I actually had to go to a Royal Enfield dealer where I was in Bognor Regis, actually, and I had to go to a Royal Enfield dealer just so I could see her and sit on a Royal Enfield Meteor. So that's how much I was missing this bike. And of course, as soon as I come in the front door, one of the first things that I'd done was to go out and see the bike. So now I'm sure that the rest of the Meteor, not the Meteor range, the Royal Enfield range might give you, you know, give me the same feelings on that. I've got the Hunter coming next. I know that that's going to be different again, you know. At the moment, I think, you know, without riding it and seeing it properly, I think the Meteor, for me personally, looks better than the Hunter. I can't imagine the Hunter being a bike which I kind of go out to the garage and look at. But then again, Royal Enfields do have a habit of getting under your skin, that's for sure. And that's something which Saddlebags told me, actually. Forgive the chainsaw in the background, I'm just going to keep rolling with this. So yeah, really enjoyable. Before I forget, I need to mention Economical Rides. Again, I don't know if I have put it in the review yet, but he has a Royal Enfield Meteor, where he rides around in France and the Alps and places like that on his Meteor where he lives. He lives there anyway. He's an English-speaking chap, so there's no worries there. Good channel, and there's not a lot that he doesn't know about the Royal Enfield Meteor. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to forget the chainsaw. It's going to be very informal, this. If I owned this, the only things I would change are the rear shocks, for sure. I don't really know where to go with that. I know Hagon do them. Maybe Enfield might bring out some in the future that are better. It's hard to know whether it's undersprung or underdamped. I think it's a mixture of both, actually, I personally think. I think the springs are a little bit taut. You can see what they're up against because it's a cruiser style and the, you know, ground clearance is relatively low. So I can see why they've done what they've done. I just wish they put a bit more effort into the fluids that they put, or the valves or whatever that they put into the shocks themselves. That's my only complaint. Absolutely beautiful to look at, and it's never felt like, even though it's a 350, it's never felt like a tree's just come down. Literally a tree has just come down. Right, so even, what was I saying? Yeah, it's never felt like a small bike to me. It's always felt, everything is in well proportioned, big chunky grips, big chunky levers. It feels like a bigger bike than what it is. And that is something which Royal Enfield have spent so much time on getting right, and they've absolutely hit the nail on the head there. For those that are really quite a bit more finicky about finishing things like that, the laser cut wheels look really nice. Really a nice finish that is. So basically they're powder coated and then stuck on a machine and then laser cut out to give that kind of shiny feel there. Washing the bike, I haven't washed it once. I've ridden in damp conditions, a little bit of light rain as well, and I've literally just had to wipe it over and it's just all come off. Again, Royal Enfield do really well on giving you these big wraparound mud guards here. Certainly on the rear wheel, that's pretty much covered altogether. And also here we've got this little extender there. I think that comes with the bike, don't quote me on that, but I think it does. And yeah, never been a problem there. Love the rear light. I think that looks absolutely beautiful. The screen is probably going to be a little bit low on longer runs. I might need an extender if I was going to do a lot of motorway miles in a day. But again, that works for me, and I could probably live with it as it is, actually, no problem at all. On rainy days, your knees are going to be very exposed. Obviously, you are going to get very wet on the lower part of your leg, but it's a motorbike, so what do you expect? I think that pretty much wraps up, guys. Royal Enfield have been... it's rare, again, it's rare that I get a bike where I kind of really appreciate the privilege of having such a bike in the garage. I get loads of bikes in the garage. They go in and out all the time. But it's rare that I ride them, and I think this is an absolute privilege to do this as a part-time job. And I've definitely had this that feeling with the Meteor. I don't think I'm going to do these videos all the time with the other, you know, bikes that I get from Royal Enfield, but for me, Royal Enfield as a brand, again, I'm not being paid to say this, Royal Enfield as a brand, for me, another tree's just come down. That's two trees. Am I safe here? Right, so Royal Enfield as a brand have brought back the absolute essence of motorcycling. Whether it's the Royal Enfield 500, which they brought back in 2018, a refreshed version of it, the EFI version of it. You know my mate Saddlebags and the all-year motorcyclists and all them lot who've got the 500s, how much they like those bikes, and I totally get it. They really get in your veins, they become your friend. It's something which Enfield are amazing, you know, they've really brought not only like low price bikes into the market, but they've brought value back into motorcycling. You know, we're not talking tens of thousands of pounds here. You know, this bike for £4,200 is affordable. But it's not just affordable, but when you buy it, it's got everything. You know, it's got the style, it's got the rideability. You could ride on it all day long. It becomes your friend. You know, it's just amazing. Anyway, I better stop there because people will start to, yeah, say things. So that pretty much wraps it up there. So, again, thanks to Royal Enfield for letting me have this. I'm going to keep it for longer. I'm going to try and get some more videos out of it and see what I can do there. So hopefully that's answered some of your questions. Would you go for the, what's the other question? Oh, the other thing, classic 500 or this? But it's personal taste. For me, it comes down to two big factors. First of all, do you want a screen as standard? I mean, 4,200 and you get the screen with this. It does the job. Does the job all right. Which the classic 500 doesn't come with unless you buy an add-on, so to speak. And the biggest deal breaker for the 350 classic for me is probably it doesn't come with tubeless tires, because obviously it's spoked. So I think at the moment out the lot, I mean, I haven't ridden the Hunter yet, but I think that the Meteor might have it. I think I need to stop talking now. I could go on for a lot longer, but I'm not going to. So yeah, thanks for watching this. Hope it hasn't dragged on. To the regulars, thanks for watching this as well, because it's been me yabbering on for quite a long time now, so I need to stop there. But yeah, thanks for that. And if you could give the video a like, bear in mind that I have made a first ride of this as well and a main review, and obviously this is the end one here. But I have got other videos as well coming out with the Meteor in it. So, and lots more coming from Royal Enfield as well. Shut up. Right, I'm going. Thanks for watching, and yeah, I'll see you next video. Cheers, guys.